daf chaf beis amrav. Did you actually look up any of the stuff in the business?
Such a fascinating just with a simple word.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
I was so upset that you missed it. That's why I had to leave a message at home.
Yes.
All right. You will find Yerushalmi is fascinating. Nasta Barosh.
Yes.
You said, so this is the second line. It's the two dots on Chav Beis Amarav. Do you have it? Nasta Barosh Shilon. Now, Kara Barosh Akundas. Now, this halacha, you make an Erev Tchumen. You have to put the Erev Tchumen in a place which hypothetically could be accessible to Bein HaShmashos on Erev Shabbos. Now, Bein HaShmashos on Erev Shabbos, of course, is a time when you're allowed to transgress the Rabbonans. Rabbanan were not gozer on things Bein HaShmashos. So if, for example, you put an Erev up on a tree, you now have to climb a tree on Shabbos proper. But you're allowed to climb a tree Bein HaShmashos. So when is your Erev Tchumen Koineh? Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmashos. So therefore, an Erev on top of a tree is a valid Erev. Now, Nasa Barosh HaKonah Barosh HaKundas, what if you don't put it on top of a tree, but you put it on top of a flagpole? HaKonah or HaKundas. Kozman Chu Tolu Shvenotes. As long as at one time it was uprooted from the ground, and then it was plugged back in again, Afilu Gavah Me'ama Reis HaEruv. Even if it's 100 Amos tall, it's a valid Eruv. Why is that? L'Chaira, it's, why don't it need to be uprooted? The reason why you need something to be uprooted and then replanted is then you're allowed to climb it. You're allowed to climb a flagpole on Shabbos, even though you're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos, right? But the thing is, it's pashut, even a tree is mutter, because it's only about Bein HaShmashos. So why didn't he need Dafka to be uprooted and replanted in the ground? If it's a tree, if it's Bein HaShmashos, even a tree is mutter. So it says the Gemara, and besides, it must be that we're talking about a case where the pole is Rishusa Yachid and below is Rishusa Rabin. Because if below is Rishusa Rabin and the top is Rishusa Yachid, then to take your Erev down would be a Malach Daraisa. Oh, to take your Erev down is a Malach Daraisa. In that case, it's not even Mutar Bein HaShmashos, right? Again, if it's just a question of a tree, so then it's a Darabonon, right? If it's a question of climbing up the tree. But here it must be talking, therefore, about a Daraisa. How's it going to be the rice of the top is a Rishusa Yachid? So, what? Like a treehouse, or even if there's a platform on top, that's what we're going to talk about. So it says, Leisa Pligo Shmuel, Demar Shmuel, Bishim Demar, it's not only Shmuel, Demar Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, Bishim Shmuel, Rabbi the same name as Shmuel, Tipoter, Vaishoiso Kiros Arbo, the only time when it's on top of the tree, when it's Rishusa Yochi, when it's not about air, is when the top of the tree is Rishusa Yochi. When it's a top of the tree, Rishusa Yochi, only when the tree itself is 4x4. A flagpole is never 4x4. Flagpole is very narrow, right? It's a koneh or a kundas. So how does it become Rishusa Yochid? So says Gemara, Tani Rabbi Lezer, so Amrei Muna, Pushatei Tavlin Asuna Barosha. We're talking about where there's a platform on the top. Now this is a very controversial Yerushalmi. In the Bavli, this wouldn't wash. Because in the Bavli, we say, it's not so pushit that if you have a platform on top of a pole, that becomes Rishusa Yochid. Right, we have to have mechitzas. It doesn't have mechitzas, right? So we say some cases would say hajar mechitzda. It's as if there was because the pole is a wall, but it's a very questionable thing. The tavla is 4x4. No, it's 4x4 above 10 tefachim. It's never a malkum tor if it's 4x4. And it's only above 10 tefachim, which is less than 4x4, is a Malkum Tor. You familiar with the difference between Malkum Tor and Rishusa Yochid? Malkum Tor is an exempt area. Exempt, there are four Rishus for Shabbos. Rishusa Yochid, Rishusa Rabim, Carmelis, and Malkum Tor. Malkum Tor is an area which is neither Rishusa Yochid nor Rishusa Rabim, where you're allowed to carry from Rishusa Yochid or from Rishusa Rabim, but you're not allowed to carry from Rishusa Yochid to Rishusa Rabim, or vice versa through Malkum Tor. carry from each one into Malkum Torah, but not through it. And the Malkum Torah is any area which is more than 10 tefachim high, but less than 4 by 4 tefachim. That's called the Malkum Torah. Okay? And I'm sorry, even if it's less than 10 tefachim, anything area even more or less than 10 tefachim high, which is less than 4 by 4 tefachim in dimensions. So this has to be more than 4 by 4 at the top in order to be considered to be a Rishus HaYachid. Okay? Says Gemara further, Tan Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Elazar says, Im basode ovad ene ruvo eruv. Now, this is going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that what happens if you had your eruv tchumen locked, or do you not have the place? It's by a little asterisk. Tan Rebbe Elazar, amen. Im basode ovad. Let's say you had your tchumen in a closet, and you locked the closet, and you lost the key. Okay, so you're shlemazel. That's A. But now that you're shlemazel, is your erev tchumen a valid erev tchumen or not? Okay, so Tanya Lezer in basada of that. Let's say you lost your key out in the field, and erev tchumen is in the city. So in eruv erev is not about erev. Why? Because the key you could not get from the hypothetical position of the key to the place where the Erev is. Now, of course, this must be talking about whether there's a true Rishus HaRabim in the middle. Because if there isn't a true Rishus HaRabim in the middle, of course, you're allowed to carry in a karmelis in an area which is not true Rishus HaRabim Ben HaShmashos. So again, the Nori Surah Rabbanim Ben HaShmashos. So it's talking about a case you lost it out in the field beyond the city, and there's a Rishus HaRabim between you and the city, so you can't get it back home. Okay? So in that case, your Erev Tchum is not a valid Tchum. However, in Ba'ir Ovad, if you lost it in the city, Harez Eruv, it is a valid Eruv. So Yochel Avil Dechtur, hypothetically, you could find the key and bring the key through all sorts of back alleys, which are not Rishus HaRabim, to the place where Erev Tchum is, and then therefore if it's a valid Erev Tchum. Yos Omar, I skipped, right? Let's keep in Bayer of Arabia, in the Sarda of Arabia. Now the Gemara explains what I just explained. In the Sarda of Arabia, in a Ruvayer, Shein a Yochel of Yil Derech Shvisa. You can't bring it and still fulfill the mitzvah of Shabbos. Derech Shvisa means the way which is mutter on Shabbos. In Bayer of Arabia, if you lost the city, I raise a Ruv, Shein a Yochel of Yil Derech Shvisa, you can bring it in a way which exempts you from the Yisra of Shabbos. Yo, Samar Rabbi Lazar, Taka, that's good. So my time at the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe say it's an Erev nonetheless, regardless of whether you can find the key or not? So I'm Rabbi Bob Ray, Rabbi Puppy, Rabbi Meir, I'll tell you why. It's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said if you have a warehouse on Yotif, it's got fruit in it, and you want the fruit, you can go knock down the warehouse. So to here, you want to get the Erev Tchum, you can go knock down the closet or the house, whatever it is. Says, well, you go knock down your warehouse and get out your fruit on Yom Tov. Says Mara, wait a minute. When did Rameir say that on Yom Tov? Dilma b'Shabbos? Do you think you would say anything on Shabbos? Why on Yom Tov Shri Mutter and not on Shabbos? Yaakov. Why on Yom Tov Shri Mutter and not on Shabbos? Why on Yom Tov Shri Mutter knock down a building to get food, but not on Shabbos? Ochel Nevesh, right. So we are here to have an Erev Tchumin though on Shabbos. So you can't, just because you can knock down a warehouse on Yom Tov, you can't knock it down on Shabbos. So what's there to hear to say it's a valid Erev if it's locked away in the building? Okay? So it says, the Gemara Rav Mori said, the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it's like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer Koshlif Nei Behem Meshul Shalot Teitzei. You're allowed to tie a corral closed on Shabbos in order that an animal shouldn't go out. Hikshira hinila, and locking and closing with a rope are the same parameters. Now it's a very strange line. What does that mean? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says maybe it means that we're talking about a lock made out of rope, and just like you're allowed to close a rope on Shabbos, so you're allowed to open a rope. But that's very difficult because there's whoever heard of a rope lock. By the way, the Perush Chai in Erevin does try and draw a picture of a rope lock, because Tosfos brings down this Yerushalmi, so he tries to give a picture of how you have a rope lock. But Lieberman gives a very nice pshat. He says the pshat is like this. The Lumdishab pshat. He says, if you tie a corral closed on Shabbos, that's called building a wall. So you see, you're allowed to build a wall on Shabbos. A temporary wall, granted, but it's like building a wall, right? So it must be that if you're allowed to build a temporary wall of a rope, you must be allowed to build a temporary wall of any other sort. And if you're allowed to build it, you must be allowed to take it down. So you must be allowed to untie the rope. If you're allowed to untie the rope, you must be allowed to undo any temporary wall. Well, the wall of a closet is a temporary closet. A closet is made to be opened and closed. It's not sealed. So therefore, you'd be allowed to break down this door on Shabbos as well. That's an extrapolate. Just like you're allowed to tie the rope, you'd be allowed to close the door. Just like you're allowed to untie the rope, you'd be allowed to open the door. That's the extrapolation. What? It's a question if there is such a thing. A lock made out of ropes. What? Well, it's saying is it's kind of not burglar proof, a rope lock. You just cut through with a knife. So it's possible, you know, that there is such a thing, like a bicycle chain lock. But so that would be the alternative that we were talking about such a lock. Rabbi Lezman Yaakov says it's okay, that's the chiddush here. Because it's not a kshir, which is a kshir on miskayemes. It's not a permanent kshir. So to here, even if you that's what Lieberman is saying, that even if you used a regular lock, and you lock the doors, you didn't mean to be miskayem, you meant to be able to take care of tchumen. So after you, just like you didn't mean to be miskayem as a lock, you're allowed to take that, break down the door also. Okay? It says to Yerushalmi further, harder to tear mitav shaleven. You know what? All the problems that you're experiencing are only by a stone closet. However, avo mitav shaleitz, if it's a wooden closet, nasa k'shoyves l'chavis locha mimena grogres. Anyway, you're allowed to break it open on Shabbos. Why is that? Because the halacha is you're allowed to break open a barrel in order to drink what's in it, or in order to take, as the Yerushalmi says here, take figs or dates out of it. So too, if you have a barrel which holds your erev tchumen, or a closet which holds your erev tchumen, you're allowed to break it open. Of course, this is our heter to break open all sorts of food packaging on Shabbos. Because it's right, your Shabbos, the Chavis, Lochem, and your Gogeres. So, to look in the larger scheme of things, this closet is like a Chavis which holds a Gogeres, you'd be allowed to open it up on Shabbos as well. Okay, halacha dal. What if you had chometz? Not chometz. Okay, mixed up with the morning daf yomi. What? Any package, yeah. Chaznish is chometz when you're making a keli out of it by opening it up. So then obviously you're just breaking the keli. So that was different. Nowadays, the question of making a keli. But that's not the issue we're obviously Sharm is talking about. You put an erev tchumen and it rolled outside the tchum. It itself rolled outside the tchum. V'navah gal, an avalanche fell upon it. On this side, it got burnt up. Oh, trumar was truma, v'nidmes, it became tame. Mibah the yom, that happened before Shabbos began, ain't no erev, it's not about erev. Mishchasheh, if it happened after Shabbos began, or is erev, because everything happens at the point that Shabbos begins. Im safi, what is if it's a safi, you don't know. Right, Rabbi Yehuda raise a chamar gamal. Rabbi Yehuda says, you have no erev. Now, man, this is critical in the Gemara. Now that you have no erev, you're stuck. You can only move dalet amos from your place on Shabbos. Why is that? Because you thought you were going to acquire your place for Shabbos where you put your erev tchumen down. You didn't. But when you put that erev tchumen, you intended to lose your original place, which was your home. So you lose on both counts. You lost your home and you lost your area of place. So you have no place. Wherever you go, that's where you are full of Shabbos. Wherever you are when Shabbos begins, that's where you must remain full of Shabbos. Chamar Gamal means you're like a donkey pulling in one direction and a camel pulling in another direction. You're stuck. Rabbi Yisrael Shimon Oimer, they both said, Suffolk Eruv Kosher. We have a Suffolk Eruv Kosher, so we're Machshir Misuffolk. Right? It's like any other Suffolk to Rabbanah, we're Mekel. I'm a Rabbi Yasi, the truth is I shouldn't have told you that. So I should have let the Yerushalmi tell you that, because it's going to be a discussion. I'm Rabbi Yasi said, Heid Avtolus, a certain town named Avtolus, testified, Mishum Chamishas came, named five elders, Shesafik Erev Kosher, that a Safik Erev is Kosher. Okay? Says the Gemara, Lo Amo Ela Venit Meis. The Mishnah said, it became Tame. We know for sure it became Tame. Safik Nid Meis Mibodiyom, Safik Nid Meis Mechashecho. Well, we just don't know, it became Tame prior to being Shabbos or after Shabbos began. Right? That's what Yerushalmi is speaking about. But what if you have a substance which to begin with was Safik Tame Tor or Safik Tor? In other words, our mission talking about you took something Vaday Tor and then it became Vaday Tame, but I don't know when it became Tame. What if you took a substance to begin with which was Truma, where it makes a difference, and you don't know if it's Tame or Tor? Can you make an Erev on something which is Safik to Truma Tameya? The Vayre Shmuel Baram Nach, Meshem Rabbi Yedison said, Acher Chazakos Ochu. Depends what its Chazakos was. If it had a Cheskas Tara, you can use it. If it didn't have a Cheskas Tara, you can't use it. But if it was known at one point definitively to be Tor, you can continue using it as Erev Tchumen. It was never known definitively to be Tor, you can't use it for Erev Tchumen. Okay, now the truth is, what I just told you is Lieberman's shot. Everybody else has a different shot, but that fits in the best, so that's okay. They just have a different shot on how to put the punctuation. Receiving a man, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. So a man, Rabbi Yehuda, asked, they who said that if you put down an air which is no good, right, if it's suffix, you lose all sides, right? They asked Rabbi Yehuda and they asked Rabbi Yehuda Shimon, who said that a Safik Erev is kosher. The following question. Hey, guys, I got a question for you. You put down an Erev and it's consumed before Shabbos. Is it a kosher Erev or not a kosher Erev? Of course, it's no good, right? It can't be consumed before Shabbos, right? So, why is this here okay? Here we're afraid that maybe it came Tomei before Shabbos began. If it's Tomei, it's like it was eaten up. It's like eaten up, it's not a valid Erev, so why is it good? It says, Lola Mube, the answer, Lola Mube, Teirachi, Vada Chashu, Isser. You have a Cheskas Kashus. When you put it down, it was okay, right? When you put it down, it was good. Later on, it became Tomei. Say you have a chazaka. Well, the chazaka said it was his Torah as long as possible. So therefore, we assume it was Torah when Shabbos began, and it's a valid Erev Tchumen. Okay? Receiving Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir. Now Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon asked Rabbi Meir the opposite question. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yisrael, the opposite question. Ilunecho mishachasheicho shemein ha-mutter. If you ate it after Shabbos began, isn't it mutter? In other words, the moment Shabbos begins, you're allowed to eat your Erev Tchumen. Shabbos began, it acquired for you your Tchum Shabbos. That's it, you're allowed to eat it. So why are you guys asking a Safik Eruv? Say the Safik Eruv is kosher when Shabbos began. What's the problem? So I may Rabbi the answer. Lola Mubi Surachi Vada Chashu Mutter. Our perspective is the exact opposite. They say that that's the difference between Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak. Yerushalayim, everything is mutter until proven osir. In Bnei Brak, everything is osir until proven mutter. So Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, they're from Bnei Brak. They say, unless the chatchila you didn't have a new tchum. You want to get a new tchum, you have to prove. The burden of proof is upon you that when the Erev was put down, it's a valid Erev. You can't prove that, you don't get a valid Erev tchum. Okay? Can I give him a 2,000 amas from his Eruv to his house? Now, the truth is that I already let the cat out of the bag. that we don't give it to him. But it's machlokas. In other words, the guy's erev is no good. Does he at least have 2,000 amos to go home? In other words, or is he stuck? And wherever he is, he only has 4 amos. So it's machlokas. All right, Bob, I'm able to no simlo. We gave him 2,000 amos to go home. I'm Shmuel, but I'm Yitzhak, I ain't no simlo. Says the Gemara, you should know. I've seen him, I've Rabbi Yossi, B'Shem, Rabbi Yachal, my plea, Rabbi Meir. That's only a machlokas, Kern Rabbi Meir, in our Mishnah. Beran Rabbi Yudan, but like Rabbi Yudan, not in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yudan, our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yudan, another Mishnah, Koham Amoydish Noisimlo. Truth is, Rabbi Meir just made a mistake. My plea, Rabbi Meir is not Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah either. It's a Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yudan, a different Mishnah. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yudan in our Mishnah both agree that if you put that in air, which is a suffix, it's no good. However, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yudan have a different machlokas in another Mishnah. The Mishnah is like this. The Mishnah is in Perek Dal, Mishnah Dal. We haven't gotten there yet. It says there, I'm coming on the road, Friday night. It's getting dark. I despair. I sit down. I fall asleep. The next day I get up, I see I'm right next to a city. I'm right next to a city. Okay, within 2,000 amas of the city. So I fell asleep before Shabbos began. I gave up hope. I fell asleep before Shabbos began. I was asleep throughout the main Hashmoshes. Then I wake up, I see a city. Okay? So what happens in that case? My mayor says, you're stuck, you can't go into the city. Even though had you known that there was a city there, you would have intended to be Kren Shvisa, where you are, and 2,000 amas from that place to get you into the city. You didn't see it, and you were sleeping Ben Hashmashos, you don't get it. Rabbi Yehuda says you get 2,000 amas even though you were asleep, and you get to go into the city. Okay? So in this case, like Rabbi Yehuda, of course, the guy can get 2,000 amas back to his house. We give a guy 2,000 amas even if he doesn't know that he wants it. So the truth is, Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah would have to say the same thing. When Rabbi Yehuda, now I'm thinking out loud, it said in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda may raise a chamar gamal. But it's a different chamar gamal according to Rabbi Yehuda than according to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, in the Mishnah Perek Dalet, since if he falls asleep, we give him the 2,000 amas. Even though he didn't know about it, we give him Makom Shvisa, give him 2,000 amas. So too here, where his erev is not good, we say, okay, you didn't know that though. So therefore, we give you your house as your Makom Erev. Because your house is 2,000 amas away, so we let you go back to your house. But according to our mayor over there, who says, when you fall asleep, and in an intent to acquire Shvisa. You only have Dalet amas when you wake up, even though there's this city 5 amas away from you. You can't go there because you have no intent to acquire Shvisa, and we don't give it to you automatically. So Kohen Rai Meir, who says that over there, we don't give it to you, what about here? Here, what's the status? Here you knew, here it's somewhat different, that's why there's a machlokas. You knew you had a city which you lived. You tried to make an Erev Tchumi 2,000 amas away. That Erev doesn't work. Do I say it's just like over there where you can't go back to your own city? Do I say here it's different? Because here, since he knows of his original location, so his subconscious intent is that if his Erev doesn't work, he wants to default down to his own house. As opposed to there where he doesn't know of the existence of the city adjacent to where he's falling asleep. Okay? So that's the issue. Again, my plea in Grimaire, like Grimaire later on who says, we don't give a sleeper any 2,000 amas, even 5 amas we don't give him. So according to him, the shot is, do we give this guy the right to go back home when his erev turns out to be no good? But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says over there, we even give a sleeper to 2,000 amas. Certainly, according to him, over here we give the guy enough amas to get back home. In other words, when he loses his erev, he can still go back home. And therefore, it's right here explicitly in the next page in the Gemara. I'm embarrassed. V'loch dami chamar gamal d'Rabbi Meir v'chamar gamal d'Rabbi Yehuda. Even though Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda both said in our Mishnah it's chamar gamal, it's two different separate chamar gamals. Like Rabbi Meir, chamar gamal means you're pulled, tugged in all directions, you don't get to move at all. Like Rabbi Yehuda, you're tugging in all directions, yes, but you get the 2,000 amos back to your house. Not more than that, but that you do get. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda chamar v'gamal. According to Rabbi Yehuda, was chamar. Let me start from the beginning of the Amud again. Lo dani chamar gamal. Rabbi Meir chamar gamal. Rabbi Yehuda chamar gamal. Now here the Reb Chaim Kanievsky changes the next word. Should be chamar gamal de Rabbi Yehuda, not the Rabbi Meir. The chamar gamal Rabbi Yehuda beruvo eino. He doesn't get his Eruv because the Eruv was a Safek and a Safek Eruv is no good. Shalom Zachalo Eruv, Lakaris Raglam Ibn Eruv. His Eruv didn't give him the right to uproot his feet from where his city is from and make him different than the members of his city. So he defaults down to the members of his city. In other words, he wanted with his Eruv to give himself 2,000 amos more in that direction. That he doesn't get. So he goes back to being, he reverts to being like the members of his city. However, Chamar Gamal here to Rabbi, and here we change it to Rabbi Meir, Shinosan Daito Lakor Eraglami Neiro, since he was no Saint Das, since he intended to uproot himself, so he loses everything. And wherever he is, where his Shabbos begins, he has only 4 amos from there. So again, the difference between the different Chamar Gamal is Kohen Rav Meir, he intended to be Eker Raglav only if he could actually be, only if he had about Eruv, but if not, he defaults down. Like Rav Meir, once he was nice and das, to leave the status of the members of his city, that's it. There's no defaulting down. Where he finds himself, that's where he's stuck. Okay, Tamon Tzinina. Mr. Zug, are you with us?
No.
Tom is here. You doing okay, Yaakov? What?
I'm not really with
you. It doesn't get better.
I'm just like, it's kind of hard to just dive in instead of always
there. Erev Tchumen.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about Erev Tchumen?
Not much. The basics.
All you have to know is that if you want more than, it's okay. I've fallen asleep on tape so many times, it's beyond embarrassment already. We're 2,000, you have normally 2,000 amos. To extend it, you get another 2,000 amos. You have to have valid Erev Tchumen from before Shabbos begins, which is good at Bein HaShmoshos. You're talking about where you had a Suffolk, where the Erev is good or not. So now we have a Machlokas, whether you Suffolk Erev is kosher. And in the if it's not kosher, do you still have 2,000 amos from your city, or you lose everything? And you only have 4 amos wherever you find yourself when Shabbos begins. That's all we did in the past Talmud in a nutshell. Okay? So it says about Gemara further. Talmud team, we learned over there. Sveikotar. This is talking about a mikveh. Now, later on it's going to be apparent that for some reason we're talking about a tumah derabbanan. But it's talking about a mikveh. You have a mikveh which is sofek kosher, sofek tameh, sofek kosher, sofek pasul. You don't know if it had 40 star or not. You're a tameh, a tumah derabbanan. You dove in. You don't know what your status is now, right? Because the mikveh is a sofek. Sofek tameh, sofek tor, right? Sveikot Torah, Rabbi Yossi Mitamir says you're Tomei, Rabbi Yoina Rabbi Yoina Mitamir, Rabbi Yossi says you're Tomei. Rabbi Yoina Lo Timur Rabbi Yossi Elam Mishum Huchach. Rabbi Yossi was only Mitamir because it's clear that you were definitely Tomei before him. In other words, there's a subtlety which I didn't make clear. It's a kasha. There we say Sufik is Tomei. Here Rabbi Yossi said, a Suffolk Erev is kosher. So what's the difference? Why in our mission Rabbi Yossi say, a Suffolk Erev is kosher? Yet there by Suffolk Tumah, Rabbi Yossi said, Suffolk Tameh is Tameh. Right? Well, say the same thing. It should be consistent. And that when it says, no, there it's Huchach. It was there was a Chazokah that he was Tameh previously. Huchach means demonstrable. Muchach. So since there was demonstrable that he was tameh, that's why, in order to lose that status as tameh, you got to have a definite tahara. But by us, in our case, it was never huchach that there was no good, so that's why the erev still remains valid. Okay? Says the Gemara further, Amar Rabbi, and here it says Yoina again, but obviously it's a mistake. It's, the Pnei Moshe changes to Yoisi. Amar Rabbi Yoisi, Vafilu Mokam Echon, Rabbi Yoisi Mitami. Even in a place where it's not Uchach, Rabbi Yoisi is Mitami. And the Gemara is going to ask on that. But I got to tell you a beautiful shot here for Lieberman. Beautiful change in gears. He says, oh, Lieberman is this fellow here. Lieberman is Saul Lieberman. He was the professor of Talmud at Jewish Theological Seminary. And he wrote this wonderful, wonderful book on Shabbos, Erevin, and Pesachim in the Yerushalmi.
Which, this is on tape, too.
Right. Which demonstrates what a tragic loss it was to Torah Jewry that he went over to JTS as opposed to staying from, because this sefer is extraordinary. And there's probably not a single person in JTS today, faculty or student, who would know what side of the book to open it up on, let alone how to read it. That compensated, I think. So he really did a fantastic job in collecting various different Rishonim and proposing various different Perushim and those three Masechtos. Now, he says like this. It's a beautiful pshat. He says, what really we're talking about, there's the differences between whether you have one mikveh or two mikvahs. If you have one mikveh, which we're not sure if it's kosher or posel, or two mikvahs, one of which is kosher and one of which is posel. Where you have one which is two mikvahs, that's huchach. What does huchach mean? You know that one of them is posel. It's posel to one mikveh, which is maybe. So Rabbi Yossi is only with Tommy where it's huchach, where it's known that one mikveh is posel. As opposed to somewhere where you have only one mikveh, you don't know if it's kosher or posel. And that's what it says here. But he changes the gisa here. And what does it say? It says, Rabbi I'm Rabbi Yossi, v'afilu b'mikveh echad, not mokom acher, mikveh echad Rabbi Yossi medami. Even in one mikveh, where it's not huchach. By the way, in the Lomdisha lingo, where you have two mikvehs, one which is kosher, one is posel, that's called ikva isura. There's something definite also here. The parallel in the Bavli, ikva. Parallel in Bavli, the classic case of Bavli is you have two pieces of meat. One is chelv and one is shuma, you don't know which one you ate. As opposed to a case of lo ikva isura, which is where you have one piece of meat, you ate, but you don't know if it's chelv or shuma. So zohom achlokes in kachim, forget which mesechta. Think tmura. But I forget which mesechta. I forget which mesechta. Zohom achlokes, maybe it's krisus. I don't think it's so. My look is when you're chayv and oshim tolu. Is it only in the case of ikva yisura, or even in the case of lo ikva yisura? Oshim oshim tolu bringing a suffik avera. The question is, it's on a suffik avera, only where it's uchach, where it's definitely one piece oser, or it's even a case where it's lo uchach, where it's only one piece, you're not sure if it's oser or not. But where there are two pieces, one of which is for sure oser. So that's a much more severe case than one piece. You don't know if it's offer or not. So in any event, so here we said, afilu mokam acher, or mikveh echot, even if it's one piece, Rabbi Yossi mitami. Mechav v'shitasi to Rabbi Yossi. It's a contradiction in name Rabbi Yossi. Next two words are superfluous. They just repeat the repetitious. It's a typo. So tzina on Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi said in our Mishnah, "Hey, after those b'shem chamishas kedim, should suffik eruv a kosher? That a suffik eruv is kosher. Yet over there, he said it's tamei by a suffik tumah, right? So how do we reconcile the two? Kol marachin says more very very balbatish answer. Tama b'shem garmei. There in the case of kosher taris, it's he himself. He himself holds a suffik is tamei." Lachmir. Here it's B'shem Chamisha's case, name of the five elders. They said it's Torah. Okay? So it's two different opinions. Have a boil maimer. They wanted to say, the two things should be connected. You said over there, by mikvos, that you're tar. You have a suffix if you're a tar, the kosher maker or not, you're tar. So say you have a suffix when you have a kosher or not, you're tar. Madamar Taman Tame, who says over there Tame, Amarachoser. He would say over here you also. In other words, the two sugyas should be consistent. Says where no. Vafilo Kamadamar Taman Tame. Even though he who says over there you're Tame, Moruchoshu Mutter. He says here that it's Mutter. Why? Again, because it's not Ruchach. Over there, it's definite. One of them is for sure Tame. It's Ruchach. Here it's not Ruchach. Here's no, there's no necessity, no compelling determining factor, which tells us the air was tummy at the time Shabbos began, so he remains okay. I'm Rabbi Chani Yechinino. Hum in plein tamon. Says the Gemara, hey, says Rabbi Chinino, there's no comparison anyway. There, where they're arguing, it's about Lomi Divreim, it's not talking about Sofik Tumah de Rabbana. Sofik Tumah de Rabbana. The Sofik Dibrayim Lokim. Ve'el Dvar Tele! And they have Tchumen is Doraisa. So therefore, Sofik Dibrayim Tele Achmi, here should be Machmi. Now, the truth is, it's not so partial. What's there, Mr. Zuger, what's the share of Tchum Doraisa? Tchum Doraisa. How far can you go on Shabbos? Doraisa, how far can you go? No, it's the Rabbana.
What?
How far you know the Raisa?
It's the Raisa.
Torah level.
What?
12 times 2,000. The thing is, Yushami doesn't know that yet. Shami assumes right now that Tchum is the Raisa. 2,000 Amos is the Raisa. He'll figure it out. By the time we get to Amabates, he'll figure it out. But that, he's saying, even though we're Mako there by Tuma, by Dindra Boran here, it's a Dindra Raisa, it could be Mako, right? So says Yushalmi. Very Dratur, Rabbi Yosam Rakumi, Rabbi Chia, Ruba Vishem, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosam Sanei, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia the Great. The name Rabbi Shimon, Shim Rabbi Yossi Ben Lakunia. Loki Atume Shabbos Tabal Taylor. If one goes far in Tchum Shabbos, the Raisa, Tchum Shabbos, we flog the guy. Give him Malkus to Raisa. Amar Rabbi Chia Bruva said, there's no such thing. Falo em b'Shabbos el skila v'kores. Either you get skila or kores, or you're exempt. There's no Malkus. Amar Lay, now the Negus here is messed up. So take a look at the Korban A that he fixes the year so. Where it says, Hachi Garcinon, 3, 6, 10, 11 lines from the bottom of the Korban A. See that hate Ochi Garcina is the third word in the line, third, fourth word in the line. See, Mr. Zuger? Ochi Garcina. Ochi Garcina, Omar Lay, so Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Anderson said, how can you say there's no love? Voxi Shuish Tachta, Val Yetze Ishimakom, Yomar Shvi. Says, everybody sit where you are, don't leave your place on Shabbos. Says, don't leave. That's a lav. You have to get Malkus. Amar Lei, so he said, that's not a lav. Maxi Vlo. Does it say don't? It says al. Who told you al is a lav? When the Torah says a lav, it says lo. Al is a different kind of word. So kind of amazing concept. We never had this before. That al is different than lo. Al is lo reversed, right? But Rabbi Chia says al is not a lav. Means it should not be done, but not don't do it. Okay? It's improper. Ow! Not right. No, we don't pass. We don't pass in Malkus on Tchum either. We pass in Avos a lot. We pass you don't get Malkus on Tchum. Because it's 12 mil, neither right. Oh, I guess, I take that back. If you do 12 mil, you will get Malkus. Yeah. So that we don't go 12 mil. So it says more, Amale Voksiv Al Tochlu Mimenu No. It says by Purim Pesach, don't eat it raw. Maksiv lo, to say lo, alksiv, to say zal, and there you do get Malkus. You eat Purim Pesach raw, you do get Malkus. So we see clearly that Al is alive. So going back to Yerushalmi inside, three lines to the bottom, Om Rabbi Yezir Rabun Avo Bikain, even though Rabbi Yezir brought a good proof that there's a lav, right? Because he said, you see by Korn Pesach that Al is alive. Don't eat it raw. Nonetheless, so maybe Shmosel is there, maybe Shmosel. Nobody reneged here. Rabbi Chiyah holds you don't get Malchus on Tchum, Rabbi Yerushan holds you do get Malchus on Tchum. Om Rabbi Shmuel Bar Sis Rato. Eruv also a Safik Cheresh. And Eruv is like a dumb Safik. Now dumb Safik by Tuma is a special halacha. If a Tuma occurs by Cotton generated a question of Safik Tuma. And Cotton able to ask the Shoyal. He's not intelligent enough to ask him questions. So special halacha Moshmi Sinai, you assume it's Tahar. Okay? Special halacha Moshe Mitzinai. It's kind of like Safik Tumah Rishus HaRab Mitzvei Kotar, so halacha Moshe Mitzinai. So to Safik Ein Bo Das Lishol, halacha Moshe Mitzinai, you assume it's Tahar. Okay? So Rabbi Yirmiyahu, so here too, by Erev Tchumen, if you don't know what happened, you assume it's okay. You assume it's about Erev. Rabbi Yirmiyahu, boy, that's good. Akadu Mekayim. That's good if it's become, if you have Safik came Tumah or not. Because that's a principle by Tumah. Safik Able Das Lishol, someone which you don't doesn't have the intelligence to answer the question. But what about Bekayim Bafil Nisrav? Is that true even if it got burnt up? In other words, I have a Safik where the Erev Tchumi got burnt up. Could I even say it's like Safik Cheresh? It's not comparable. It's not a Tumah issue. So I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, yeah. You know why? Ki Amte, I sustained this principle that by Safik Erev Tchumi and Mekil, Ki Kai Demar Rabbi Yossi. But now Rabbi Yeshua said, "He yucha when you reach Sof Tchumei Shabbos, when you try and determine the end Tchumei Shabbos, you should know that the Sheinu Mechuvar Midiratar. It's not clear me the rights of what the Tchum is. At 2,000 Amos though, it's definitely not the Tchum. So therefore, 2,000 Amos is Tchum. The true 2,000 Amos is only the Rabbanan. Sofek the Rabbanan Lekula, right? But inside the Rabbanan, we make." Rabbanan said, okay, maybe 2,000 amos is not the right sum. But you want to give 4,000 amos. You want to let the guy go 4,000 amos by virtue of your Erev Tchumen. That certainly is clear that it's an innocent daraisa. Says the Yerushalmi, no. Rishim Bar Kasim, Rishim Rabbi Yaakov said, Ein lecha mechuvar mikulam. There's nothing which is surely daraisa. Mechuvar means clear me daraisa. The Tchum of 12 mil, like the extent of the camp of the Israelites in the desert. So therefore, that was the camp the Israelites had in the desert. Everybody could walk from one end of the camp to the other. So that's Tchum d'Oraisa. So therefore says, you show me anything less than that, the Rabbanan, your make. So I'd be Kharish is Allahu Majmuzi? It's not here. So it's an I know that from the Bavli. In Kidiya and the Kiddushin it discusses it.
Problem.
Yeah? Same thing? That's what we get paid for. That's why we get paid so little. Because people don't like problems. Right? Okay. Here we go. Master Adam Aleirubo. A person can make a condition as a Volman, he says. In Bo Akumin Amisrach, I gotta flee from the Goyim. But I don't know which way they're gonna come. So if they come on the east, Eruvi Lamarav, I want my Erev Tchumen to be on the west. So I can flee further in that direction. In Bo Minarav, if they come from the west, Eruvi Lamisrach, I want my Erev Tchumen to be on the east so I can flee in that direction. In Bo Mikan, what if they come in both directions? Lamokum Sheher Tzailech. So then I'll choose tomorrow. Lobo, if I don't come, Lomikan, not from here, not from there. I rank the area. I want to go back to me, like the members of my city. Now, this is what called in Talmudic lingo, tonight kafu, to make a double condition. You have to say, if A, then B. If not A, then C. That's a tonight kafu. Double condition. Where do we learn that out from? They have to make a tonight kafu? B'nei Gov, B'nei Ruvain. At the end of Parshas Maaseh. Matos or Masse, I forget which one. Masse, I think. Moshe Rabbeinu says, the children of God and Reuven, if you go over with the Jews to conquer Eretz Yisrael, you get Avery Yarthi. If you don't go over, you don't get Avery, the East Bank of the Jordan. So you have to make a double condition. Otherwise, the condition doesn't count. And that's what the Gemara is going to say. First Gemara says a very simple thing. Kini mas nisa, which in the Yerushalmi means kain hi ha mishnah. This is the way to understand a mishnah le'eruvot. It says mas ha'edom le'eruvot. That implies only has one eruv. But he has multiple eruv in here. He has two. One on each side of the city, depending on which one he needs. So it should be mas le'eruvot on both of his eruv. It's not just that Tanai had one. That's really just a peripheral point. Now, I'm Rabbi Lezer, Matana Imbo in Lobo. Who's the one who says you gotta have to a double condition? If A, then B. If not A, then C. Rabbi Meir and he, Rabbi Meir. Hi then, Rabbi Meir. Where did Rabbi Meir make this point? Chevraya Omin, the Chevraya said, Rabbi Meir the Kiddushin. Rabbi Meir made this point the Kiddushin. The Tani, we learned the Kiddushin. Hormeli Shalem, Mukadesh, if somebody says to a woman, I want you to be married to me. Amanashi Yerduk Shami. On the condition that it rains. If it rains today, I'll marry you. Very romantic marriage. Rains today, I'll marry you. Doesn't rain today, I don't want to be married to you, okay?
Yes.
Amanashi Yerduk Shami. So, Amanashi Yerduk Shami, Yerduk Shami Mekudeshes. Be loved in Mekudeshes. The rain, she's marriage is valid. If not, it's not valid. Their popular song, right? Raindrops keep falling on my head, right? So indeed, the raindrops falling on her head, right? So that's a milk tonight couple. Where's the double tonight? Rabbi Meir, is there Meir? Ben Yardu Ben Lo Yardu Mekudeshes. He didn't make a proper condition. So he don't make a proper condition. What happens to the condition falls by the wayside? The kiddush is valid regardless, right? Whether it rains or not, Achich Boltzno. Unless he says, if it rains, I'm married. We're married. And if it doesn't rain, we're not married. He's got to make a double condition. So to hear, he says in our ear of the same thing. Hakol Moedim, everybody agrees. Shim Omel Isha. Now here's a fascinating halacha. I don't remember this in the Bavli. Very fascinating. Hakol Moedim, Shim Omel Isha Rei Mukdesh Li La'achar Shiorduk Shami. He said, I only want you to be married to me after the rain rains. After it comes, the rain comes down. Mekudeshes, Yarduk Shem Mekudeshes, they have arranged as Mekudeshes, and you love Adam Mekudeshes, if not, it's not Mekudeshes. In other words, when I do the marriage before the rain, and I make it conditional on the rain, there I have to have a tonight coffin. Is that clear? I marry her now and say, on the condition that it rains in the future. There it has to be a double condition for her marriage. If I say, I only want to be married to you after it rains, then I don't need a tonight coffin. It's a logical distinction. Because there I made not a post-condition, but a pre-condition. A post-condition, you want to retroactively break a halachic transaction you made by a tanai, by a condition, that requires a tanai kofel. The Torah said, fine, I'll give you such a clause, a possibility, but it has to fulfill our parameters. But a pre-condition, that doesn't have to meet parameters of tanai kofel, only a post-condition. Okay? It's a very big chiddush, and I don't remember this in the Bible. Now, the next line is a mistake. It's taken out. We skip a line. Rabbi Yasi Omar. So first, we wanted to say this is Rabbi Yasi of tonight. The reason why our mission needed tonight kofel, because like Rabbi Meir says, by Kiddushin required tonight kofel. Rabbi Yasi says, Omar, Rabbi Meir Dervin. The truth is, you don't need a tonight kofel. Tonight kofel, you might need by the right, so. Here you wouldn't need a tonight kofel. We don't learn how from Bnei Gor Bnei Reuven. You know why I need the double condition here? If A, then B, and if not A, then C. It's for another reason. Because Rabbi Meir, we just learned a few moments ago. What does Rabbi Meir hold to us happens if your Erev is not good? You lose everything. You only get the outcomes where you are. That's what Rabbi Meir holds here you need to cover all bases. Not because of what's learned out of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven in the Chumash, but because if you don't cover all bases, you only have Da'at Amos when Shabbos begins on Shabbos. The Tzniin, Rabbi Meir, the Eruvin, the Tzniin we learned him Sofik, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Harei Zechamar Gamal. right? You don't get to move. Rabbi Yitzchak Rosh Hashanah Meir Sofik Erev Kosh Sofik Erev It's Kosher. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Lomar Meir Elu Chumrin. And Rabbi Yitzchak says Rabbi Meir was Machmir. He said Chamar Gamal means you get nothing. You got nothing. The only way to overcome that is making a condition which overrules that, overrides that problem. Okay, Rabbi Mona. Rabbi Mona said, it's messed up, the Gerson. What?
It's just an unusual way to formulate the chiyuv of the Tanai Kafel, is because whether you end up with a very difficult situation.
True. But that way, but it, the truth is, tonight it's far more difficult, although the Yerushalmi doesn't go through this and I didn't mention it. It's far more difficult to apply tonight B'nai Gor B'nai Ruvit or Rechaim. The Choshen Mishpat, I can understand, because B'nai Gor B'nai Ruvit means I have a transaction with you. So there are certain parameters in which that takes place. But if I have a transaction between myself and God, I need a tonight kofel vis-a-vis God, vis-a-vis myself. So therefore, it's much easier to say that there's some other reason why it should be required. Agree? Okay. So it says the Yerushalmi. Amar Amana said Vyos. It's not going to make sense. Oh, it's a mistake. I'm sorry. I told you the gear, so you have to look at Carbon Aida here. Four lines to the bottom. Hachi Garcina. Beruvo eno kone shelo zochelo eruvo kivnez lochelo zochelo eruvo. It's only three right mayor shita. Your grave doesn't work for you because it was no, turned out to be no good. Kivne iro nami lo avo. You're not like the people of your city. Shavai nosan dai to lako raglam ibne iro. Because you're ready with no sedas to uproot yourself. So therefore, you gotta, the bottom line is, if you want to retain at least 2,000 amas in some direction, you gotta make a specific clause. Says the Gemara. V'achol arishon in mechudeshes. Getting back to the case in Kiddushin. This is talking about a case where you had two people. One person says, I'm marrying you if it, marry you,
two men
gave a kedusha. So he said, the first man said, first man says, if it rains, the man, it's a valid marriage. The second guy comes and says, and marries her.
The second one says, after the rain stops, I'll marry.
No, the second guy doesn't, makes no condition. No, okay, I got it now. He's trying to say, the truth is, what I said, he says that even by Kiddushin we go to Chumrah. Even by Kiddushin we go to Chumrah. If you didn't make a Tanai Kofel, it's not that we say the Kiddushin is a valid Kiddushin, carte blanche. We go to Chumrah. So with the first guy, says, Reuven says to Leah, I'm a Kaddish you, I'm not, if it rains today. If it rains, then the Kiddushin is a good Kiddushin. Now, a second guy comes along and is Mekadisher before it rains. Then it rains. Okay? He's Mekadisher before it rains, then it rains. So it says, Larisha Nehna Mekudeshes, Shloyar Gershom, because the rain hasn't fallen yet. It's contingent on the rain. Rishani ain't a Mekudeshes. The second guy is not Mekudesh, regardless of whether the rain ultimately falls or not. Shlo Kofel to know, because I reached the snow because the first guy didn't make it tonight, Kofel. In other words, the first guy's marriage is really a constant suffix. She needs a gift for him no matter what. Since he didn't make it tonight, Kofel, so it's not definitely no good. But it's not definitely good either. So therefore, the second guy's Kiddushin is a valid Kiddushin. Misafik. Also Misafik. No, Misafik. She requires a get from both of them. I'm not making the case clear. Let me say the case over again. Let me say a simple case. Forget about what the Korban Eidah says. Let me just make it straightforward. First guy comes to Mekadisher. I'm Mekadisher for rains today. Another guy comes to Mekadisher that day. It doesn't rain, let's say. So in this case, she's Mekadisher to both Misafik. Because the first guy's kiddushin really shouldn't be about kiddushin, but he didn't make it tonight kofel. So he didn't make it tonight kofel, so he suffic it's a good kiddushin. But and therefore the second guy's kiddushin is also a suffic kiddushin. Because maybe the first guy's kiddushin was good, maybe not good. So maybe the first guy's kiddushin good, maybe not good. So if we don't know to which one she's married, both of them have to issue her again.
Is this only according to marriage?
What?
Only according
to marriage requires a tonight kofel. If you don't require a tonight kofel, so then the first guy's kiddush is no good no matter what.
He's saying, though, I'm going to be the kiddush to you. He's not saying I'm going to be the kiddush to you from now.
Which one, the first or the second?
The first guy. So why should the second guy have a problem? She's... Even if he's going to be with Kurdish, she's going to be with
Kurdish. Oh, yeah, you're right. We have to assume that he says Me'achshav. It says from now. Otherwise, the taka wouldn't be a problem. You're right. In Echanami. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll stop here for tonight. I didn't prepare for this, and the next sugar requires some significant preparation.